Tony D on the third shift.
This guy's on. Back to him.
Back to the Quicken Loans Studios.
And back to Tony D.
It's Tony D here on the Nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio as we are gearing up for the New Year's Eve games in the college football playoff, including the Cotton Bowl where Alabama will be taking on Michigan State. Yesterday, we had a chance to look at the Michigan State side of things. Today, we're going to turn our attention to Alabama. That's why we bring in Ben Jones, TideSports.com, part of the Rivals.com network. Covers Alabama. How are you, Ben?
Good. How about you guys?
Good. All right. So let's get started with the overall mood of this team as they prepare for this game. Some of these guys have been here, been in this process before, big game, bowl game, playoff game. How's the mood of the team leading up to New Year's Eve?
I think the coaching staff is really pleased with the mood of the team. You know, Nick Saban said during the summer that looking back on last year's playoff game against Ohio State, he was a little bit concerned about how some of the NFL draft implications that some of those players had kind of played a role in the game and some of their preparation, some of their attitude going into the game. But I don't think they've really had to deal with any of that this year. Maybe next July you'll hear Nick Saban start to talk about that a little bit. But at the moment, he's been really complimentary of this team's attitude and really spoken all season long about how much he's enjoyed coaching this team and this group of guys.
You hear about Nick Saban, and you hear about the process, and I'm sure he's not different than other coaches in terms of routine, but how much does routine play in Alabama's preparation for a bowl game with a month off?
I think that's a really good question. I think that having a month off before a bowl game is going to help some guys who are banged up a little bit down the stretch for Alabama. You know, they had a difficult end of the season. When you think about LSU and Mississippi State, later on in the year, also playing Auburn. It wasn't an easy end of the season. We also throw in Florida in the SEC championship game there. But having some extra time to prepare for Michigan State, I think will really be beneficial to them, especially because so much of what Alabama does offensively and so much of what its personnel on the scout team can do will really be able to do a good job of imitating what Michigan State does so well. These are two teams that really kind of play a similar style. It's not like Alabama preparing for Texas A&M or Alabama preparing for Tennessee, which the offense is a little bit different. It's a little bit harder to prepare for something like that. This should be an opponent that Alabama should be very well prepared for and very familiar for by the time the game comes around.
Yeah, and you bring that up with the rest and getting some guys that are banged up healthy. Rest does work both ways, but for Alabama, especially Derrick Henry, how important was it to have a couple of weeks of a break? Because he is a workload.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the last few weeks of the regular season for him, he had a bit of a break against Charleston Southern, the FBS team that Alabama faced. But in the last 2 weeks against Auburn and then against Florida, I think he had close to 90 carries. Anyone with that kind of a workload is going to need to take a step back at least a little bit. You know, even a 6'4", 240-pound running back like he is, I think that they're going to need him in the next couple of games if they're going to accomplish what they hope to accomplish. And hopefully for their sake is that the month that they've had off will be able to get him a little bit fresh.
Michigan State's defense is very good, and it's good against the run, and albeit they may not have been able to play a guy like Derrick Henry, but Ben, when you break down the game, the running game against Michigan State's defense, do you envision Derrick Henry not getting 200 yards, but just pounding away enough to keep that offense moving?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what he did against Florida in the SEC championship game. He wasn't breaking off big, long touchdown runs like you saw him do against Texas A&M or against Wisconsin earlier this season. But he kept the offense on the field. He made sure that the offense was moving down the field and putting points on the board. This is an Alabama offense that's averaging about 30 points a game, and obviously it's one of the nation's best defenses on the other side of the ball. If you see that kind of a game where Alabama starts to get into the mid-20s in points or so, I think it'll be difficult for Michigan State to keep up.
Ben Jones joins us, TideSports.com, on Alabama as they face Michigan State New Year's Eve in the Cotton Bowl, part of the college football playoff. All right, Ben, you know, Jake Coker, I want to get an idea of this quarterback because nationally he's, you know, he may be viewed as a good player, a serviceable player. Is he better than people think?
Yeah, I think that Jake Coker has done a really good job of what Alabama has asked him to do this year. And beyond that, whether or not he can go out and throw the ball 40 or 45 or 50 times in a game and win a ball game like that, that kind of remains to be seen. The only situation he's been put in like that this year was against Ole Miss. And that was a game where he came in just before halftime. He didn't get to start that game. didn't get to play the full game. So I'm not sure if he's a guy who can sling it around and throw over 350 yards and four touchdowns and win, just because they haven't asked him to do that. I think that he's been very able at what they've asked him to do all season this year. And he's undefeated as a starter. It's kind of hard to knock a guy when he hasn't lost a game when they put him out there to start one.
Obviously, when you have a Heisman Trophy winning running back like Derrick Henry, stick with what's working offensively. But Michigan State's pass defense isn't that good. Do you think more of a passing attack will work here for Alabama?
I think that could be the case. You've seen Alabama's offense and its passing attack grow a little bit throughout the course of the season, which makes sense. When you go back and you look at September, there were a lot of times when the offense was flipping back and forth between Jake Coker and Cooper Bateman, and that's difficult on any offense. It's difficult for receivers to get timing. It's difficult for quarterbacks to get into a rhythm, and it's difficult for offensive coordinators to even put in a game plan when you have two quarterbacks who are as different as those two guys. Since that time, since the Ole Miss game, when Coker really won the quarterback job outright, I think you've seen Alabama's offense really take a big step forward. You've seen Coker take a big step forward. And it would be interesting to see if he's put into a situation where he needs to throw the ball to win the game, if he could do that. The closest you've probably seen would be the Tennessee game, where they were down in the fourth quarter and needed to make a big drive to win the game. And he was able to do that, to his credit. He was able to lose him on a touchdown drive against Tennessee.
Yeah, and how much of that is, his confidence built? I mean, there's Alabama pressure when you play for the Crimson Tide, especially when you lose a game like they did to Ole Miss, where, hey, another loss and we're not getting into this thing. And handling that week in and week out, he seemed to handle it well, correct?
Yeah, his confidence is definitely built throughout the season. I think it's also important to note just how far his receivers have come during the course of the season. His two top receivers, Calvin Ridley and Ardarius Stewart, are a freshman and a sophomore. Ridley really didn't play that much in the first month of the season, but after an injury was asked to come on and do a little bit more. Ardarius Stewart in the Tennessee game probably had his biggest performance yet. So both of those guys have played a bigger role, and that's good news for the passing attack.
Ben Jones, TideSports.com, part of the Rivals.com network here on Yahoo Sports Radio. All right, Ben, give us an idea of this defense. This pass rush, they say, is one of the best Nick Saban's had. It has generated sacks. It has generated pressure. How good is it?
I think it's not just one of the best that Saban's had. I think it's the best outright. You hear about Jonathan Allen, who has over 10 sacks. Tim Williams is second on the team, and he's an outside linebacker with 9.5 sacks, I think. And he's really just a pass rush specialist. He's not an every down player for them. He's a guy that they only bring in when they need someone to get after the passer. He's still been able to accumulate those types of numbers. They're really able to bring pressure from all levels of the defense, from defensive tackle, from defensive end, from middle linebacker with Reggie Ragland, and outside linebacker with guys like Williams and Rashawn Evans and Ryan Anderson, and from defensive back, guys like Minka Fitzpatrick. There's really no place on this defense that they can't bring pressure from.
Ben, I want to thank you for your time tonight. It sounds pretty exciting there in the background, so I'll let you get back to it. I appreciate your insight into the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yep, thanks, man.
You got it, buddy. I appreciate it. Ben Jones, TideSports.com, part of the Rivals.com network, as we take a look at Alabama. This pass rush, he is absolutely right, is as good as Nick Saban's ever had, if not the best. I mean, they generated 46 sacks this season in the SEC, which is great. I mean, absolutely great. But go back to that Ole Miss game, and this is where I was nervous for Alabama. I'm not an Alabama fan, but I was nervous for Alabama. That loss came early. And that schedule was still daunting. And they did so by turning the ball over 5 times against Ole Miss. But you can easily say, well, that's how you lose games. You turn the ball over, you lose games. But make no mistake, Chad Kelly picked apart Alabama at times. Chad Kelly was the best quarterback in the SEC, and he did. And they had plays that to wide open receivers. They took advantage of some lapse in defensive judgment by Alabama. They took advantage of the turnovers in the field position. But now you're sitting with a Crimson Tide team that, okay, we're coming off a tough loss at home. We know we can't lose again. I mean, a 2-loss team getting into this thing? I don't think so. And you're relying on Jake Coker, who Saban switched in and out with Cooper Bateman at quarterback. So this was a situation for Alabama where they were trying to sort of shore up themselves, not only offensively, but shore up themselves to go through the rest of the SEC schedule. Now, we said this yesterday. after Michigan State, Ohio State beat Alabama, there was a narrative for the Big Ten that, hey, you know what? We just made a huge statement. We beat the top SEC team. We've been dogged for many years about our quality of play. And now we've just knocked off not only an SEC team, but the SEC team in Alabama. There is something about that that's going to happen again if Michigan State gets this win. It's going to be another knock on the conference. Justified or not, it's going to be another knock on the conference. And that's a lot to carry. I thought Nick Saban, you know, as Ben pointed out, there was a lot of excuses last year. I roll my eyes at a lot of that stuff. Saban doesn't come out and say it like it's an excuse, but sort of throws it out there and lets it linger. You know, hey, some of the guys may have been looking at their draft status and whatnot, or we weren't really up for the game, or we were thinking about other things. It's still you cannot have a coach that is so dedicated to his process and the way he runs that team and to start throwing around the ideas that guys weren't on board. If you're on board, they're going to be on board. And Ohio State just flat out beat them last year. And Michigan State has got a defense that can do it. They got a quarterback that can do it. We'll see New Year's Eve. 800-777-2907. 800-777-2907. Tony D here on the Nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio.